Good morning, everyone that's listening now or going to listen later. Welcome to Angel Coach's show. And a lot of you guys know me, but if you don't, my name's Tarie. And we've got to actually, before I start, because I'm going to forget this, okay? And I want to make sure I share this with you guys. At 12 p.m. my time, we've got a wonderful show, Legacy of Truth, with Amy. Amy and I do the show together. She is amazing. So she's got some great experiences to share with you and help. She said it's helping her grow, help you grow. It's helping me grow. How about that? Anyway, so just be aware of that. And if you can, listen in. We love live listeners. We love all listeners. So listen now or listen later. It's just listen. You'll get a lot out of it. Okay. So on that note, I'm going to talk about connecting with your angels. What do most people want to know? Well, they want to, first of all, they ask me what they look like. And because I've been able to see angels since I was three. So we're always learning, right? Right now, my sweetheart, my guy, is getting ready to show me how to grow a garden. To see his garden beans. They are so, asparagus beans, they're so long, right? And just long, and they're very good-looking beans, okay? I don't know if I'm saying that in garden terms, but that's what they look like, are asparagus beans. So he's going to show me how to grow some things in a garden. And is there an angel out there that helps you with your gardening, right? Yes, there is. And she's beautiful and she's just amazing. I see her as a woman or girl. And they're actually androgynous, just so you know. And I think. But sometimes they're very distinctly, you can see what they come to you as. And they, if our vibration was high enough, and sometimes it is, then they just have you can, they'll be as light, right? But they show up in a form that you're comfortable with. And so anyway, who is out there helping you with your garden? And of course, Archangel Haniel will be doing that. She's amazing. So she's actually good with moon energy, garden energy, plants, flowers. So just call on her to help you with you if you're into gardening or like me, just getting ready to start grow one thing at a time. So she's good. The other, and I know this because I've seen her with my guy many, many times, and there's many things written about her, so you can check it out. So a lot of angels are out there. Your own guardian angel will help you with anything too, as well. Just ask, hey, guardian angel, and maybe you have a name that you like, they don't really resonate with names like we do. They just like how it sounds. So if you want to call them, Samantha or Jim or whoever you want, whatever name you want to use, you can. But if you just say, what name do you like the sound of? You'll get something. Okay. So that may help you with your guardian angel. I would like to know, I am asking you, just remember, use the I am. Because I am is that part of you that it connects you to God, all that is, however you see God, Buddha, whatever. So I am asking you what you would like, what name do you like the sound of, or what late name would you like me to call you? And, sooner or maybe a little later, you'll get that, right? You'll be driving down the road and all of a sudden you'll say, huh, why does that name keep popping up in my head? Well, that's like a little connection with your guardian angel there. Okay, and that being said, let's move on to something that will help you too. In work, what archangel, I'm going to use archangels right now because I think they're easier. What archangel helps you with work, right, with your career and promotions, right? And that's what I would like to know if I were wanting an angel to help me with something. And so let's check that out. And clear communication with your boss. I mean, I don't know how you guys are, but sometimes what bosses come in many, sometimes our children, don't they feel like our boss? And so who is an angel that helps you with your children? No matter if they're 6 months old or 26 years old. And that is Metatron, Archangel Metatron, especially if they have, hyperactive or whatever, you know what I mean? So just remember that, okay? So I'm trying to give you some angels today. Raises in salary would be Archangel Michael, okay? So he'll help you with the raises in salary. Also, there's an ascended master. Sometimes you see him as an angel. Doesn't really matter. Lu Ha Sing. Say that three times. Lu Ha Sing. You know, hold your tongue and do it. Right? When we were kids, we used to do that. Hold the nerve tongue. Lu Ha Sing. So if you're looking for your career or your business, you want to raise in your financial business or your finances in your business, do that, okay? And what about if you're tired, right? I'm trying to give you some things that you can use. Archangel Michael, that's there. You go, Michael, please help me. And I'm asking for your help. Remember the I am part. So that will help you connect to them even more and connect to that higher part of you, right? So I'm going to share this with you too. I see what else. I'm trying to think of things that if you were here in front of me or you were here in front of, what would you like to know? Do they hear you all the time? Do they see you all day? And you're like, well, what if they see me yelling at my kids? Big deal. Big deal that you yell at your kids. Okay, I'm not condoning that or saying that's right or wrong. It's not for me to say. That's up to you. And it's hard not to yell sometimes, don't you think? So, you know, they see you everywhere. Do they see me in the bathroom? Yeah, they do, but they don't notice it's the bathroom like that. It's like your kids, you know, playing in the mud outside. They're playing in the mud or they're spraying, jumping in the pool. You see them, you know what they're doing, but it's like you're not attached to it. Okay, so that I'm trying to give you some ideas. Do they see you when you're asking for something? You bet. Man, that makes me want to cry. They see you and they're saying, I am going to help you. One thing about that, guys, and this is so, so, so important. You know what? It's a lot easier when you say, okay, I'm going to doubt some days or some moments in time. I'm giving you my doubt right now. So, and you say, why am I saying that, Tariq? Because when you acknowledge that you doubt, because we all do, and that's part of the spiritual being having a human experience. And maybe you don't. I'm not going to project that onto you. I'll just say, I'm turning my doubt over to you. And just give me a gentle nudge. You can say that. Give me a gentle nudge to say, yeah, turn it over. And one of the things that will help you with your connecting with your angels, okay, seeing your angels, is just knowing that you can be as real as you want with them. I mean that. And because, you know, it's like, when you get out of bed in the morning, you don't look your best, do you? Well, maybe you do. I don't think I do. You know, but they don't see that. All they see is that they would like to help you. So when you doubt or you don't trust, that's okay. All right, because you just pick it up and you say, I'm going to trust again. I'm going to try this again. Okay, and say, I'm asking you, angels, God, Buddha, whoever you believe in, to just take this from me. Guardian angel that I don't really know your name yet, maybe you do, say, I'm asking you to take this from me, okay? I promise you guys, it works when you do that. And, you know, if you're struggling with taxes or something really scary, just say, I'm asking for your help, and I promise you, you're going to get it, okay? And then, so let's talk about connecting with your angels and how you can do that. I have learned something recently I think is important, okay? Right? Because you always got to study. You always got to be working on what you do, your passion is. And I love angels and metaphysics and spirituality and helping people get that, helping myself get it. You know, so because it's levels, you know, it's a journey, not a destination, I hope, right? just teasing, it is a journey. So one of the things that you go, well, how do I keep myself protected from negative energy? Because that's a challenge. I mean, it really is. So what you want to do is, you know, just as, you know, before you encapsulate yourself in a bubble, right? Some people put themselves in a bubble before they go to work, you know, to protect them. So you want to make sure you make your energy clean and clear. Say, I am asking that all my energy be clean and clear. Maybe you open your eyes in the morning. I am asking and grateful. I am grateful because when you say grateful, you're acting in that. You're acting it like it's already happened. I am grateful to be protected. I'm grateful to release my doubt. I'm grateful that you're taking my doubt. Whatever you want to say, I'm grateful to keep that my energy is clean and clear. That is important for you to do before you go in that bubble or whatever you want to do, however you see yourself. Even with your angel wings, right? You put the angel wings around you. But I like the bubble explanation better, because when you put yourself in a bubble, see yourself in a clear bubble that you're protected and you haven't cleaned that energy, it's just you, the plastic bubble, and all the negative energy. Imagine that, right? I'm teasing a little bit, but I want you guys to get it. So, because I just recently learned this. I was like, oh, that's so true. And, you know, so what did I do the next morning? I got up and saved myself. What did I do this morning? I got up and saved myself again. And those who know the smell of sage, when you're, if you have your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your mom or your dad or her mom and dad over or his mom and dad over, just remember your house smells like pot for a brief moment in time. So, anyway, you know, sage yourself. You don't have to do that. I did it because I was like, wow, that's a great lesson there. So you want to make sure that what you do is that you just say that, and then you imagine that plastic bubble around you. If you sage, great, you know, but that's hard to do every day, right? Life takes over, and just be prepared to have a great day, to be protected. And I want to promise you something. Like I said, you'd think I'd be better at this, right? But, man, I have my moments of doubt. And I'm going to cry now because I'm so emotional anyway this morning. And one of the things is that was really like, how am I going to get this done? And, you know, I'm like, this is tough. Anyway, long story short, it started all falling into place. And I never thought I could do that in such a short period of time. And what a miracle, right? Is a miracle that it all fell in place? Well, that's a miracle. But and that was my angels in my higher power, God helping me, and ascended masters and Joshua and, you know, whoever you believe in. Like I said, so I'm giving you some things, people. I usually just say, whoever's on duty, light worker duty today needs some help. But one of the things is a miracle is not so much about, well, it is about falling into place. I say that because it's falling into place. Imagine if I was saying, oh, falling into place, it's going to happen. Well, I said that too, and it did. But I got some real strong signs about that. And I'll share those, a couple of them with you. But the miracle is you're shifting consciousness. You're shifting thinking and allowing it to happen. Because we delay things sometimes with our doubt. Well, Taria, I'm going to turn it over. Well, don't forget, I'm turning this doubt over to you. And so in the middle of a temper tantrum, right, we all have them, whether we're 2 or 80. So, you know, we just all have tempers, and it's part of the human experience. So just say, I am asking for a miracle. I am asking for help, and I'm grateful for help. I am grateful because it's already happened. So just be, you know, I keep saying be aware, but just really, really think of that when you're going through your deal, whether you're having a temper tantrum or not. So anyway, on that note, I am getting ready to have a class on about connecting with the angels, how to do it. And like I said, one of the things is if you ask a question, this is important. And you want help with something, a good connection, way to connect is cleaning your energy before you try to talk to him in the morning. Okay, you know, not before you try to talk to him, but cleaning your energy. Okay, like I said, just say, I'm grateful this negative energy, whatever it may be, is gone. Okay, and then ask the question. I asked a question the other day, and I was like, oh, they're going to do it on their time. And literally, it popped in my head what the answer to it. So ask a question, okay? And then imagine your angel wings surrounding you. And just every morning when you wake up, you want to know your guardian angel's name. I am grateful to know what you like to be called, what you like to sound of, because they don't really, they're not attached to angel names like we are. So I hope that helps you. And like I said, like our show, please do, like our show. And give me a comment what you like, and tune in at noon because Amy's going to be doing her show. And Angel Coaches on Instagram is my Instagram page. So send me a message there if you would like a reading or you would like to a coaching session, whatever you'd like, okay? Or just a question. All right, you guys take care. Have a great now and enjoy your now. Bye.